Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the Book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. It reads, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." So what does the writer to the Hebrews want them to understand from this? Well, they have had a whole chapter in chapter 11 on faith. They've, in verse 1 of this chapter, been urged to throw off everything that hinders, sin that so easily entangles, and to run with race, the race of perseverance to the prize. And now they're told, fix your eyes on Jesus. That's the answer. The examples of faith in Hebrews chapter 11 inspire us, but it is Jesus who is the ultimate example. Looking to him gives us the strength that we need. It's a bit like Stephen in Acts 7:55. Full of the Holy Spirit, it says he looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. He saw Jesus, I guess, physically there, but certainly also spiritually, emotionally. He trusted that Jesus was there to strengthen him, to help him, and to welcome him home at the end of his race, which was at that point soon to end. The runners running a race realize that distractions are around us. And so the runner deliberately looks away from those things to the thing or things that will keep him or her focused. This isn't, in this verse, a casual glance at Jesus, simply noticing him, but a steady, deliberate fixing of the eyes on Jesus, to the end that our minds, our hearts, and our energy are all fully engaged in following Jesus. That's why we need those devotional times with God. The examples of Hebrews chapter 11 are inspiring, but looking to Jesus takes this inspiration to a whole new level. Our eyes can see Jesus by the power of spiritual imagination. He is the author of our faith, referring back to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. He perfectly embodies the faith we are to follow and imitate. He is the perfecter of our faith, again referring back to passages in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 9 to 11, and Hebrews 10, verse 14. It says that by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. He is the perfecter of our faith. We do grow and mature in life, but that doesn't perfect us. Only Jesus does that. Our spiritual victories, our experiences, our service, our integrity, they're all valuable, but none replace or earn the perfection we desire and need. Only Jesus can do that. Christianity is not a self-improvement program. It is a perfection program, and that perfection is only done by Jesus Christ. And he did it by going to the cross that's so shameful, shameful to Romans and Jews, Gentiles and Jews essentially, in the old days, but shameful still today, the idea of a God going to the cross. His shame, he scorned it. It was very intense, Hebrews 2, verse 8. He became obedient to death, even death on a cross. He was willing to do this, and we must be willing to identify with this. Hebrews 13:13. "Let us then go to him outside the camp, bearing the disgrace he bore." It is not always popular to be a Christian and to follow Jesus Christ, but it is worth it. The social pressure they were feeling in the day when this letter was written was intense, and it was about to become a physical assault. The disciples needed assurance that their Lord and not Caesar was really on the throne. And that's why he concludes this verse by saying that Jesus sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus has the victory. It may not look like it right now, but it is his, and we can share in that victory if we continue to fix our eyes on Jesus. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 3. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. My Twitter feed is mccx. And if you'd like to find us in iTunes, if you type in mccx into the search bar and look under podcasts, you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.